שלום עליכם. שלום. ברוכים הבאים, חורכה. אני אתם חורכה, ג'ורג' is a nickname, and I don't have a name.
What, and then...
You saw what it said on the door, right?
No.
It says nothing.
It says nothing. My name is nothing.
That's who we are. We are nothing.
This is Tal Hanan, the mastermind behind Team Jorge, a covert unit that specializes in hacking and disinformation. For two decades, Hanan's real identity has remained secret. He operates in the shadows using an alias, Jorge. Now, a joint investigation by The Guardian and Forbidden Stories can reveal who he is, where he's worked, and how he manipulates elections for money. So the disinformation industry is a relatively new phenomenon which effectively distorts reality and spreads online propaganda. It is usually done by states themselves or by mercenaries for hire who work for private clients or for governments themselves. Almost always this is done covertly. To expose this disinformation unit, reporters went undercover as prospective clients who wanted to delay an election in Africa. In 6 hours of secretly recorded meetings, Hanan and his Israel-based team were filmed demonstrating their services.
Open source, cyber, special operation, intelligence.
Hanan has corporate and political clients, and boasts about past and present jobs.
33 presidential level campaigns we have completed, 27 of which were successful.
One of Team Jorge's secret tools is a piece of software called AIMS, which weaponizes social media.
I'll show you why our system is considered by the type of client that buy it.
We have thousands of each and every one of them multi-layer. It means they have Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and YouTube channel and Telegram and whatever you want.
Hanan's team control an army of more than 30,000 bots. A bot is effectively a social media account that pretends to be human but isn't human. It's being controlled through automation. Team Jorge's bots or avatars are by far one of the most sophisticated that we've ever seen. The bots are multi-layered and have corresponding accounts on several other platforms, much like a human being does, which is why when you look at it initially, it does appear to be a real person.
Let's make one candidate together. Isla Sawyer, let's say I don't like the name, it's not... Oh, Sophie Wilde, I like the name, British. Already she has email, date of birth, everything. Now I want to put an image set.
I'm searching for her pictures. Let's see, no, I don't like it.
Where is it?
She doesn't look Canadian, I'm not going to tell you. I have to kill you later, I don't want to do that, you know. Then we have to crush your body in the flanks.
Our investigation pointed to Team Jorge's work in countries all over the world. Team Jorge also claim they can hack Telegram and Gmail.
This is live, right? We're live with this target. If I write him now, he might answer.
We can see his files he's keeping on his drive.
We don't know exactly how Hanan does the hack, but he claims to be exploiting vulnerabilities in the global signaling system SS7. The Guardian has been leaked emails in which Hanan quotes fees of between $400,000 and $600,000. They also confirm that Team Jorge worked covertly on the Nigerian presidential election in 2015. Our investigation has exposed this hidden underworld of disinformation operations. So the next time you're scrolling through your phone or casting a ballot, ask yourself what information you're acting on and who's really behind it.